This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show. Coming at us fast and furious, James Comey lawyered up. That's right. So did Peter Strzok. I talked to my buddy Carl. Carl sent me a note saying, Kevin, nothing's going to happen. And I'm saying to you, Carl, you got to be losing faith in that position, brother. Come on, man. I know. You're going to be calling the show 844-551-8255. And Carl is going to tell me, Kev, you were right. As jihad starts to happen in D.C., Hollywood for ugly people, when the heads start to roll, the very head, or heads, I should say, that Barack Obama put on a platter, that he, you know the irony that America's first Muslim president, oh yeah, he did, he said that, is about to commit jihad against his own party. Those white folks, we warned them. We said, if you nuzzle up to those Muslims, you got to watch it because they will come to get you. And you know what's happening? The heads are about to roll in the Democrat Party like you've never seen in your life. I don't care if you are 80 years old listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You are about to see a jihad you never believed would happen. You didn't think this kind of destruction could occur in any party whatsoever, and you're about to watch the Democrats go down. It's not hyperbole. I'm not pulling a James Carville. Yeah, but the Democrats going to be in office for 100 years now. We got ourselves a black president. He's so pretty. It's over. Cutting a deal. James Comey lawyered up. I love the palpable fear of the Democrats these days. I love the smell of burnt Democrat. Smelling like Agent Orange in the morning. Don't make me go Vietnam on you, but I do. From the moment these morons bet on a failed community organizer, they cooked their goose, they screwed the pooch. Use whatever metaphor you want. The left bet on the notion, America, that Obama's color and demeanor would carry him through the day. Well, you know, I look good. I make a suit look good. I sound like this here. You know, I sound intelligent. You do know that I went to Harvard. Forget that I went there on an affirmative action scholarship, and I won't show you my grades. So he did all these things, but his incompetence cannot stand the light of day. And in fact, Obama hid his incompetence by running the most criminal administration in modern history. And we warned him, oh, y'all are just a bunch of racists. Y'all don't like that we like our shiny black guy. Well, you know what? They like the shiny black guy over the cliff. Those facts are leaking out, everybody. You know it. You're in tune. You don't live under a rock. And all the leftists who accuse many conservatives of being racist, they called us conspiratorial, and God only knows what else they called us behind our backs, they have apologies to ignore. You don't think they're going to come to you, you know, I'm really sorry, Kev. You know, man, you know, you called it, brother. I accused you of being jealous of Barack Obama. And, you know, I'm just really sorry, brother. And I hate that I called you a coon butt Negro and a step and fetch it and an Uncle Tom. I'm just really sorry. Said nobody ever. They're not going to apologize. Anyway, I don't even care. I don't need their apology. Do you? I'm going to ask you this question. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. On demand, 24-7, if you miss something and you're like, I heard Kevin say something really funny, and I just can't remember it, you can get it. 24-7, KJRadio.com. So here's my question for you. And I know we've been doing these thematic shows, but things are happening so wild and crazy, fast and furious. I feel like Captain Kirk on the Enterprise. Yeah, beam us up, Scotty. Uhura, have you looked to see if there's an indigenous life down there? No, Captain Jackson, that's Baltimore. There is no indigenous life there. Only brain-dead leftist morons. So I'm going to ask you, my smart, conservative, pro-American, pro-military, you know, God and apple pie-eating, you know who you are. I don't need to tell you. Who's going to be the first to go? It appears the front runner is James Comey. Yeah, see, he lawyered up. I said it earlier. Daniel Richmond, the law professor who Comey leaked his FBI records to for the media, is now Comey's attorney, apparently, and he won't say when it happened. He will not tell us. Hey, so when did James Comey actually invoke you as his attorney? I can't answer that. Under fear of, I don't know, Donald Trump's wrath. A friend, a former FBI director, James Comey, who leaked sensitive FBI memos to the New York Times in the wake of Comey's firing in 2017, now claims to be Comey's personal attorney, law professor at Columbia University. He told the Federalist, that's an online group, similar to what we do. But yeah, he told them that over the phone. He's Comey's attorney. So Comey lawyered up. Peter Strzok's lawyered up. I'm telling you, you are about to see some lawyering up going on in D.C. By the way, not exactly the actions of an innocent bureaucrat. Remind me. Somebody remind me. Maybe one of the producers can tell me this. But weren't we told that Comey was, quote, as straight as they come? I believe that was the term used. And they even said this about Comey. He was once a Republican, and now I think he's made himself an independent because he wants to really be considered as straight as an arrow. But now we've got a bit of an issue here, see? And I'm going to put this out there. We're going to walk through this together because I don't want to get confused, okay? And you guys can help me out here on the Kevin Jackson Show. So we have this little issue of when Comey was running the FBI, there were 50,000 missing texts that came up. Everybody with me so far? Okay, good. Let's move on. Maybe it's a little more sinister than we thought, because Jay Sekulow, the president's attorney, built a timeline on this. And the missing texts begin on December the 14th of 2016, and they go through May 17th of 2017. Now, what's the difference? What are we talking about here? December the 14th is 2 days after Barack Obama decided to weaponize the FBI, and he sicked them on President Trump. And May 17th is the day that Robert Mueller was appointed as special counsel. Now, I'm no conspiracy theorist, though I have been accused of being one. And I'm going to tell you, I call BS on that overlap. Because it is so aligned with the agenda of Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. I'm going to talk more about this later on because I was on Outnumbered and I actually made a comment about the FBI potentially doing harm to President Trump as one of the possibilities, and the left decided they were going to just go to town on me. Google Kevin Jackson FBI assassination and you'll see what I'm talking about. Well, who's laughing now, lefties? That would be me. Short break. We'll be back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea, your best defense.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is far worse than Watergate. Explain why you believe so, because you went over to see the memo that we deserve to see.
Well, absolutely, Sean, and thank you so much for the leadership you've provided in encouraging the American people to demand the release of this memo. It is no longer disputable that a pro-Hillary Clinton, anti-Donald Trump bias has intractably infected the FBI, and the United States of America is in jeopardy as a consequence. And, Sean, you laid out a great timeline, but there are even more damaging facts to come. I know that's hard to believe, but trust me, around the corner, we're going to be learning even more about how infected this investigation is, particularly the Mueller probe. Just look at this. In August, you had Strzok and Page saying they were going to be the insurance policy. They were going to save America from a Trump presidency.
How much worse, and how you got to bring us into your world here? How?
Well, Sean, I can say this. Wait till you overlay this 5 months of dark period with the memo that we want to release. These are not isolated incidents that are separated from one another. You have to evaluate these things these
Do you
together.
Believe they're missing? Because I don't buy it. After Lois Lerner, after Hillary Clinton, bleach pit, acid wash,
well,
hammering devices. I don't buy it. I don't. Debbie Wasserman Schultz smashed hard drive. This is bull. This
well,
is
the
now.
American people are never going to believe that 2 days after Barack Obama sicked the intelligence community on President Trump, that all of a sudden these text messages went dark and then they just happened to reappear and come alive the day after Robert Mueller is selected to be the special counsel. It would be the coincidence of all coincidence.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is worse than Watergate. Watergate is nothing compared to what these clowns have done. I'm just telling you, America, conservative America, Republicans, I'm talking about the people who put Republicans, you are about to get treated to a feast. And it's a feast of the Democrats' creation. Comey was interviewed by the special counsel last year, according to the New York Times. A line of questioning from the Office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller focused on memos that Comey wrote that were leaked. Of course, we all know he violated FBI policy. You know, the policies on sensitive handling of these types of things. But Comey is now lawyered up. They told us he's straight as they come. We're now looking at the timeline of all this stuff, and that's what I think it was Gaith. I don't know the guy's name. He's a congressman who was on Hannity. That's what they were talking about. But here's what Jay Sekulow said. He gave you the December 14th to May 17th. They had the Flynn conversation with the senior transitional officials being reported to the press. So their conversations about that missing. They don't have that. BuzzFeed publishes the Steele dossier on January the 11th of 2017. Text messages between those people are missing. Peter Strzok interviews Michael Flynn on January the 24th. Text messages between them are missing. Comey is fired by the President of the United States on May the 9th, 2017. Text messages are missing. Robert Mueller, special counsel appointed on May 17th. Text messages missing based on a glitch. Democrats never envisioned being where they are right now. But they had a backup plan. Strzok and Page divulged it in their text. The Democrats, however, had planned on this cover-up working. That and their belief that you, the public, is too stupid to understand what's really happening here. And they just figured, you know what? Hillary's not president, but we still have a stupid public. We got the media on our side. We got it. And so Comey then tweets out, because he's the tip of the spear for the leftists, and they're about to get skewered. And now he's feeling the pressure. So he tweeted this out the other day. Russia threat should unite us, not divide us. It's not about Republicans or Democrats. They're coming after America, which I hope we love equally. And they will be back because we remain that shining city on the hill, and they don't like it. Me, Senate Intelligence Committee 6817. He's trying to woo you with a tweet about what he said back then. Hey, Comey, let me tell you, brother, we aren't going for it. I joked recently that Comey's going to start quoting old Negro spirituals and probably appearing in blackface because he's looking for anything to get him out of this stuff. So I ask you again, I asked this in the first segment, who folds first? Who do you think is going to be the one to go down? I think it's Comey. It could be Peter Strzok. It could be McCabe. It could be Susan Rice. I'm looking at who's the weak link, because here's what I'm going to tell you, folks. The more digging they do, the more rats are coming up going, I need air, man. Y'all didn't tell me I was going to be subterranean for this long. Keeping my head down, I'll ask you a couple of easy questions. Where's Barack Obama? He's been talking about this stuff for quite some time. Where is he? Where's Hillary Clinton? Is she around? I'm looking for the people who are, they're the backbone of this whole thing. Where are they? Where are those jellyfish? My money is on Comey. He's going to fold. Remember how scared he got when Trump asked him the simple question of loyalty? Like, hey, look, I'm the commander-in-chief. I want people that are on our team that care about America. You understand MAGA, make America great again, America first. I need people that believe in that and believe in that my attempts to do that. And Comey was, it scared me when he asked me for loyalty. I can't believe it. He's asking for loyalty for America. And what about when Comey admitted that when Loretta Lynch said to him, hey, listen, we don't want to call this an investigation. We don't call this some like an inquiry or something like that. And Comey was like, well, but it's kind of an investigation. Yeah, but we just don't want to call it that. And so Comey goes, well, yeah, so, you know, I didn't call it that. But I got to admit, you know, I was a little intimidating. I was kind of intimidated by it because she's such a little black woman. But her center of gravity, man, I mean, if you looked at her, she's like a freaking spark plug. You know, she's like a, what do they call it? A water hydrant. She's like a water hydrant. I just didn't know if I could take her. He's scared. Let me tell you, Comey is about to become somebody's female dog. And don't think the Clintons haven't taken notice, people. Don't think the Clintons are on top of it. They know everything. They know when you're going to testify. And here's what's interesting. You will die the day before. They will let it go up to the very end. They're like Michael Corleone, where he'll fly your brother in the day you're going to testify and say, do you know this man? Yeah. Okay. I just want you to understand. It ain't just about getting to you. It's about getting to whoever I choose. That's what we're talking about here, people. So anyway, Comey better turn state's evidence and get into witness protection because he's got a better chance of surviving if he does that. Comey and Peter Strzok both have lawyered up. Attorneys on speed dial. And let me tell you, Barack Obama, the guy who weaponized the FBI, he better do the same thing. Because the public now is getting a glimpse of what really happens behind the scenes of a crooked Obama administration. Obama has lost the veil of protection. And you watch as the fake news media, you know, start. They sense the inevitability of this outcome, and they're going to turn on the left. And those are the meetings, personally, I want to be a part of. I want to see these guys have to scramble and figure out, you know, what's going to be the big issue for them. What did they not plan for? You know, you watch those forensic file shows, you always know there's something they didn't plan for, and there's lots these guys didn't plan for. Hey, listen, when we come back, we're going to be talking about a transgendered person. I'm going to leave it at that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You having fun? I hope you're having fun. We are talking about the craziness of leftism. It approaches you just minute by minute, day by day. I don't know how many things I could talk to you about that showcase the lunacy of leftism. You send me notes all the time. Kevin, did you see this story? Did you see that? Did you hear about this? Hey, Kevin, check it out. Blah, blah, blah. You know, you tell me, whether you're teachers, you're firemen, you're police officers, the corruption on the left. How these guys promise to protect you, they do none of it. They're so caught up in all these other issues that they find are important because they want to change the way we think. They want to, you know, mold our minds to believe as they do. See, I'm old school, and that doesn't mean that I'm an idiot. It doesn't mean that I'm stuck in a particular way. It just means that I have framed my ideas, the things that I believe are the constructs of my life, and I'm cool with that. You would think the left would be happy about that. Young brother, grew up in the country, you know, little old country bumpkin, lost his mom at an early age, dad in prison, but he did okay. He formulated these ideas. He doesn't hurt anybody. You know, he's just out there living a dream, living life in a good way. And but you look up and they're like, oh, you know, you're not a Democrat. You didn't vote for Obama. You know, and suddenly you don't think the way other black folks think. We thought we trained you better, boy. And then they get after me. They want to get me back on the plantation. Put me back in chains. Yeah, that dude that made Durbin makes the comment that chain migration is demeaning the blacks. You would think that Durbin would go when Donald Trump says, we don't want any chain migration. That means we don't want any slavery. But no, Durbin, that's going to scare black people. We can't say that. Hey, Dick, yeah, I don't need your help. Black folks don't need your help. The word chain does not scare me. We wear chains around our neck. I mean, I want you to think about the ridiculous nature of that comment. The chain migration thing is supposed to get...
Oh, that could be offensive to black people. Black people might be scared.
It's so insulting that I don't understand how the Republicans don't... I would build an entire media around how insulting the left is on things like this. When Biden talked about putting us back, they, you know, yeah, they're going to change, all right. They're going to put y'all back in chains. And everybody's like, ooh, in the audience. dumb, silly Negroes agree. They're going to put y'all back in chains. I would have looked up to Biden and said, I'd like to see him try. You think I'm ever going back in chains? You must be out of your ever-loving mind to think I will ever be anybody's slave. It'll never happen in a million years. And it won't happen to kids or grandkids or cousins or anybody else in my family. It's not going to happen. We will never be slaves. Unless we follow you clowns, then maybe. I just want to go back to the time where to what I remember things to be. And it isn't that I'm not ready to make any. I told you guys before, when I was a kid growing up, I didn't understand. I just knew they were gay funny. My grandmother called them funny. Funny people, these gay folks. And I knew I wasn't one, and I didn't want to be one. It wasn't that I didn't want to be around them. I had a friend of his name was Ernest. White dude, and Ernest is undoubtedly somebody's boyfriend today. I mean, there's not even a question in my mind. He's somebody's boyfriend. There are people that I suspected were not, they did not think the way I thought about sexuality, but I didn't care. Ernest was one of my buddies. We lived in a little town called Voca, right outside of Brady, the big metropolis of Brady, population 5,557, but we lived in Voca, population 13. And so we rode the bus together, all of us, these kids that lived in Voca. It was probably population 100 or something, but it was a little town. And so I saw Ernest every day, and he talked like this, and he was Gomer Pyle, you know, he was Jim Neighbors, like little buddy. He's very, oh my gosh, this is, and I knew something was different about him, but it didn't matter. He was still my friend, and I haven't spoken to Ernest since I left the little town. But if I saw him today, I would just, with this guy, I would be just as excited to see Ernest as if I had seen him on the bus. Well, I'd be more excited because I saw him on the bus every day. But you get what I'm saying. Don't try to mess with me. So, I don't know. I don't want to say old school in a bad way because there's nothing wrong with our sensibilities. There's nothing wrong with me saying, I knew there was something funny about Ernest. I didn't want to live his life, but Ernest had his life to live. I didn't care. I think that's the way most people grow up until you get into this liberal vortex of, you better think like this or we will pound you. So now where are we at? Kevin, where are you headed with all this? The Kevin Jackson Show. By the way, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You go to KJRadio.com, you can get these segments anytime you want, 24-7, day or night, on demand. Liberals like that. They like to demand stuff. Get it on demand. It's at your call. My show is at your beck and call. Kevin, you said such and such. Had a guy write to me, says, Kevin, you had a dude on your show that was about blankety blank, this, that, and the other. And I went, no, that was not me. And then he wrote me back. It was a St. Louis market. He wrote me back. He goes, oh, sorry, that was Chris Arps. I look nothing like that, brother. Nothing. Mm-mm. I'm way too pretty. Oh, but it was radio. Sorry. Anyway, here's what I want to talk about. First transgender playmate. This happened a while back. And when I saw this, I was like, what has America become? Thailand? As Maury might say of Obama, you are the father. Now, for those wondering the impact of leadership on a country, look no further than the policies of Barack Obama. He put America so far forward that transsexuals no longer knew what bathroom to use. They've been using the bathroom for decades, for centuries, coming up to the point of Barack Obama, and he moved them forward to the point of, I don't know, which one do we use? Maybe we need our own. Look, I'm all for equality, but it shouldn't be based on sexuality. So when Playboy succumbed to this flavor of progressivism, I just said to myself, where are we? Where are we as a country? This story was in Breitbart. Playboy magazine announced its November issue will feature magazine's first transgender playmate, French model Inez Rowe. And here's what Inez, the model, said. It's how I celebrated my coming out, actually. I took that chance, and then I signed with an agency. And so my first thought when I was thinking about, here's a transsexual that's going to be on Playboy, because quite frankly, I don't really care. There's got to be a magazine for transsexuals where they go, you know, tranny out or whatever, and they go, hey, here we are, boom, boom, boom. And for the record, probably gorgeous. I've watched Maury. You know those shows where you got to pick, is it a man or is it a woman? And I, in full disclosure, I get it wrong a lot. Yikes. I know. And so do you. Don't even front out there. If you've ever watched those shows, if you're a dude, you are not 100%. I don't know a guy on the planet. You'd have a better chance picking the winner of the Final Four next year, right now, or, you know, this coming up in March Madness, than you would getting even over 80% on Maury. I'm telling you, you can't tell. These people are just like, what? Well, can I get a what? What? But here's what I was thinking. Can't men have anything, doggone it? We had Playboy as a kid growing up, the centerfold, you know, Playmate of the Month was always some hot girl and catering to us. Why is it that the transsexual community can't get its own call it Play T instead of Playboy, Play T. Get your own magazine, and you guys, I don't, you know, go do your thing. I do not want, and I think that, and people out there listening, okay, well, you don't want to appreciate the beauty of a transsexual? That's not what I said. Not at all. I told you, on Maury, I'm often fooled. They're beautiful, but they're boys. They're boys. Yeah, I can appreciate, it's like looking at a handsome guy. One of my best friends is one of the most handsome guys on the planet. Boy, Kirby's a good looking guy. But I've never wanted to see him as a centerfold. So what's the deal? Oh, man. So Hugh Hefner dies. The very next month, what do they do? Playboy goes, well, you know, it's an honor to Hugh Hefner. The dude who had nothing but beautiful starlets in it in Playboy Mansion. We're going to put a transsexual on the cover of Playboy. Woo-hoo-hoo! And again, I'm not trying to be a prude. I'm just saying there's got to be a magazine for that. It's like the left say, we got to ruin every tradition. And for the record, I haven't looked at a Playboy centerfold in ages. And I'm at a point where I wouldn't even encourage kids to do it. Okay? But they probably do. I mean, you're going to eventually have to confront sexuality. But I'm saying, why can't there just be something that, you know, if you're going to have it, it should be, okay, here's a coming-of-age thing for young boys who know they're boys. Why, where's that gone? Yikes.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, "Just try it"? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
So, Clint Watts, let's bring you in here, and let's try to put some of this together.
I've been writing down notes because there's so much going on here, and there's so many things that are outside the norms for a president and his allies who are now at war with the FBI. You have, of course, the new news that Donald Trump goes up to the acting FBI director and says, "How did you vote?" Extraordinarily inappropriate. It does violence to constitutional norms and the rule of law. He asked Comey, remember, for the loyalty. He then asked Comey to drop the investigation of his national security advisor after he admits that he knows that his national security advisor committed a crime by lying to the FBI. Then, of course, he fired Comey. And then if you look at what happened yesterday, and I really want you to talk about this, this is the most troubling thing. The Republicans now are so desperate because they see that Donald Trump is going to have to go and actually tell the truth, try to tell the truth for once, or fall into what his associates call the perjury trap, which means they know that Donald Trump's a liar. They brought up this, the Republicans are talking about this secret society inside the FBI. They sound like crackpots, that Bill Buckley kicked out of the conservative movement back in the early 1960s. Like, you know, the Illuminati, the Freemasons, Harry Potter and Ron Weasley, all because of an FBI agent who sent text messages to a friend. And we have the Wall Street Journal this morning, that same FBI agent was hesitant to join Robert Mueller's formed team because, quote, "My gut sense is there's nothing there." And yet, there is a declared, Lou Dobbs said it, a declared war from the right on the FBI and the Justice Department.
Where do I start? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Where do I start? Scarborough doesn't even realize that the FBI agent he's reading of Peter Strzok not wanting to join the Mueller's team is he's saying there's nothing there. It's fake. There is no conspiracy. There is no collusion. But the rest of it, I mean, where do you start with this guy? He's saying, oh, it's no big deal that these guys are exchanging these email messages that, in effect, pretty much say, I mean, they don't pretty much, they say it. We love Hillary Clinton. We hate Donald Trump. We must do everything we can to make sure Hillary Clinton gets elected. And then they did. It just didn't work. And then we got to do everything we can to keep Donald Trump from getting elected. And then it's a conspiracy if you bring anything up. Now I want to talk about this conspiracy because I said this earlier and I'm going to say it again. The conspiracy of all of this is where the left always tries to make it look like we're a bunch of crackpots. Conspiracy nuts. We're making this stuff up. We're fabricating the idea that the left loved Hillary Clinton and did everything they could to get her elected, hate Donald Trump, did everything they could not to get him elected, and when he did get elected, against all odds, they then plotted his demise. And we don't even know what that demise is. I got asked that question. I wish we had the clip. Kurt found it. I didn't get it. Did we get it for the show? No. Dadgummit, this is when I really want to play it. But I made a comment that in order to investigate these texts correctly, you have to look at what are the possibilities. So if I say something like, man, I will get that guy at all cost, and you just read that text, you go, huh, I wonder what Kevin means by that. If he doesn't like the guy, what's he saying? And you know, no, it's clear he doesn't like him. But we got to get him at all cost. Doesn't matter what it takes. We got to get this guy. So, in you as just a normal human being, you should have a range of things that come to mind. You should say, well, he could just be talking. It could be meaningless chit-chat. Like, man, if that guy were in front of me, I don't know what I'd do to him. Because you could go, he might, if he's a pansy leftist like most of them are, he'll do nothing. But if it's somebody who knows what they're doing and really is vindictive, he might kill him. You know, what are the circumstances? Did he molest the guy's daughter? Did he beat up the guy's wife or his daughter or his kid or something? There are many things that are extenuating circumstances. Before you can answer that question, you have to know. I'm one of these people that I'm going to question everything. So when I got asked, Kevin, and I think it was Harris Faulkner that asked me on Outnumbered, Kevin, what do you think about these texts? You know, what do you think he meant? And I said, well, look, I'm not one to get inside of anybody's head, but here's what the way you have to look at this. Now, I'm talking as an engineer, as a logical person. You can look at this as completely dismiss it, which would be crazy, or are they really interested in doing the ultimate thing to the president? You know, and I didn't even say assassination. I said, do they want to do him harm? Who knows? Wait. And so Harris comes back. I saw the clip earlier because Kirk got it. And she says, Kevin, I just want to be clear, because a producer probably said, make sure you get in front of this with Kevin. He's not saying that the FBI is trying to assassinate Donald Trump. And so she says, Kevin, surely you're not implying, I just want to be clear, give you away, you're not implying that the FBI is trying to do anything. I said, no, what I'm implying is, if you're going to look at this, you have to look at it across the board. Is that a possible, I mean, I didn't even say this, but I'll say it on the radio so people can understand I'm being very clear. Is it a possibility? Certainly. In as much as it's a possibility that they meant to do absolutely nothing. And it's something in between. And I said that. And they caught more grief. I got a call, believe it or not, I got a call from corporate, FBI.
Kevin, you know, we can't really say those kind of things. We don't really want people believing, you know, that this is that and the other. And I was like,
believing what? Believing that there's a possibility that there are people in government who would really want to do harm to Donald Trump? And trust me, there are. And so Marie Harf was like, well, there are no credible sources. And I was like, well, that's not necessarily true. But, they got cut off at that point. So guess what? We got Scarborough saying it's a conspiracy theory. All these things that are happening, conspiracy. The FBI is not after Donald Trump. It just happens that they can't locate 50,000 emails. Oh, wait a minute. The dog ate my homework. Then they come back later and they go, well, you know, there's a possibility that it happened to more than just Strzok and his girlfriend. As if that's going to give you more hope. Like, oh, well, if it's going to happen to more than him, then there you go. I mean, I'm just saying, this is just, it's so unbelievable that to hear a Scarborough or any of these other pundits talk, look, guys, I know it frustrates you. Let them talk. They are talking themselves into a circle. Sean Davis, one of the tweets that I read about this, said, this memo I've not read is obviously false and dangerous, and can you believe they won't let senators read it? And also, nobody should be allowed to read it. Oh, and also, this dossier from a foreign spy put together by DNC contractors working for shady Russians proves Donald Trump is a traitor. Now, Sean's obviously being very snarky to the left, because you've got senators who've not read this false and dangerous document, but they put all their information, their marbles, if you will, into the false and dangerous fake dossier, which has done nothing to hurt Donald Trump and has done what? Backfired on the senators. Or backfired on the Democrats. Good tweet, Sean. What else we got? I love this one. In just one day, thousands more FBI phone texts revealed to have been lost to a glitch. Comey and Strzok lawyered up. Democrats release a counter memo. Sleazy Adam Schiff office flooded with not a bot calls. They actually tried to get us to believe that it was Russian bots that created the release the memo cacophony that all of you probably were a part of if you're on Twitter. Hashtag release the memo. They tried to get us to believe that they were going after Twitter and Facebook to get them to understand why there was this big call to release the memo, and it had to be a Russian attack. That is how much dyed in these people remain on this nonsense Russian story. Here's one from James Brower. Says, so seems that Comey, McCabe, and Rosenstein are all in the four-page memo. This now proves why Democrats and leftists are losing their minds. It also proves why they keep attaching Russia to it. Gonna be quite interesting to see. You're exactly right, James Brower, at jbro_1776, if you want to reach out to him. Here's a tweet I like as well. Peter J. Hassan, H-A-S-S-O-N, at Peter J. Hassan. The most underrated fact about the drama surrounding the FBI agents' text messages is that they were discovered in an inspector general investigation launched at the behest of Democrats in Congress who thought the FBI was biased against Clinton. Now, you want to talk about a tangled web they weave.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.